Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a joy it is to day by day be able to go through the Word of God verse by verse, line by line, precept upon precept, and many times even word by word. As we study God's Word, there's a revelation of Him that comes into our life. There's inspiration, there's direction, there's guidance. And it's just a blessing to be into God's Word. My prayer for you is that you just have a desire to know what God has to say, and you'll read and study His Word to discover it. The Holy Spirit is our true teacher, and that's why we always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, it's a blessing again to have Your Word before us. We don't want to take it for granted. Lord, we know there are places in the world where people don't even have access to Your Word, and we're such a blessed people. God, we desire today to be taught by You, to be guided by Your Holy Spirit into all truth, to be empowered by You, to live according to that truth, so that our lives will be pleasing to You. There'll be a blessing that You'll use us in Your kingdom. And that's why we study Your Word today. We just want to have fellowship with You today, Lord. And we ask all these things and bring them before You in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Believe on Jesus and Believe on God. It's taken from the book of John chapter 12 and verse 44. The apostle John wrote about Jesus. Among the chief rulers also many believed on Him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess Him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. And in chapter 12 and verse 44 of his book, John shared how Jesus cried and said, "He that believes on Me believes not on Me, but on Him that sent Me," where we read, "Jesus cried and said, He that believes on Me believes not on Me, but on Him that sent Me." The verse reads, "Jesus cried and said, He that believes on Me believes not on Me." John began with the words, "Jesus cried and said," which means the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, shouted aloud and uttered, declared, and proclaimed, "He that believes on Me," or the person, whether male or female, who trusts in, relies upon, clings to, and has confidence in Me, Jesus, believes not on Me, which means does not rely upon, trust in, cling to, and have confidence in Me, Jesus, but on the following. John shared how Jesus declared the person who believes in Him does not actually just believe on Him, but on the following also. The verse goes on to say, "But on Him that sent Me." John continued with the words, "but on Him," which means nevertheless, notwithstanding, moreover, in Him, God the Father, that sent Me, or who dispatched and assigned Me, Jesus. John shared how Jesus said the person who believes in Him has really believes in the one who sent and assigned Him, which was God the Father. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we discover there is a direct connection between trusting in and relying upon Jesus and His Father God. God sent His Son Jesus into the world to save people from their sins. And when a person believes and trusts in Jesus, they are actually putting their faith in His Father God. Jesus came as God in the flesh. You can see John 1:14 for more about that. And anyone who believes and trusts in Him believes and trusts in His Father also. And those who are wise will see the value of putting their faith and trust in Jesus, because it also places full confidence in His eternal Father, God. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "He that sees Me sees Him that sent Me." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.